that nice?
Oh, come on.
She sang, "What a Wonderful World." I See Dreams. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Because we've been asking her to sing all the time, and she wouldn't. And she wouldn't. And then.
Katie!
Woo!
Katy Perry has been arrested for faking a trip to space. Although the media reported that she became the first pop star to sing in space, the entire story was a carefully planned hoax. It was claimed she flew with an all-female Blue Origin crew, but an investigation revealed she never even left Earth. In an abandoned studio in Nevada, a replica of the space capsule was built. Pre-recorded visuals of Earth were played through the windows, and the whole scene was filmed using wires, green screens, and cinematic effects. The goal...
Right,
Flynn, where's the gate? Flynn up there.
Flynn, I gotcha.
Four.
I gotcha, Flynn.
Oh, the moon. You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon.
Five, four, command engine start. Two, one, ignition. Liftoff. New Shepard has cleared the tower.
Here are. The New Shepard. I think I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna sing a little bit. I gotta sing in space.
The best part was when we got back in our seats after zero G's, Katie sang "What a Wonderful World."
She did.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
She sang "What a Wonderful World." I See Dreams. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Global promotion of her new album and a viral campaign about women conquering space, influencers, fake scientists, and even a former NASA engineer were involved, until one of them decided to expose everything. Prosecutors revealed that over $20 million from sponsorships and public funds was spent on the deception. Perry claimed it was all an art performance, but leaked recordings showed meetings where they planned how to fool the public. The public is divided. Some still defend her as a genius, others demand prison time. If convicted, Katy Perry could face up to 7 years behind bars.
In a turn of events more dramatic than a Hollywood sci-fi blockbuster, Jeff Bezos, billionaire founder of Amazon and space tourism frontman, has filed a jaw-dropping $50 million lawsuit against pop superstar Katy Perry. The reason? According to Bezos, Perry allegedly blew the lid off what was meant to be a tightly choreographed, PR-perfect space tourism stunt by opening the capsule from the inside, exposing the entire operation, and turning what was supposed to be a historic moment into an embarrassing media circus. The legal documents filed are nothing short of explosive. Bezos, through his legal team, claims that Perry violated direct instructions and internal protocol, effectively sabotaging the space capsule's grand reveal. In what Bezos describes as a devastating mistake, Perry opened the capsule hatch from the inside before Bezos could make his choreographed external appearance, exposing what he claims was a simulation environment meant solely for visual and promotional effect. To put it plainly, the Amazon founder is accusing Katy Perry of exposing the alleged truth behind a heavily publicized spaceflight, that it never left Earth. What was supposed to be Blue Origin's glittering moment, featuring Katy Perry as the surprise celebrity guest aboard the next-gen capsule, has instead spiraled into an all-out media frenzy. The stunt, meant to reinforce Bezos' space empire as not only revolutionary but also pop culture relevant, backfired in the most catastrophic fashion. Perry's simple action, pushing the wrong button, or the right one depending on who you ask, has now triggered a war between two of the biggest names in their respective fields. According to insiders, the capsule was staged to appear as though it had re-entered Earth's atmosphere after orbiting the planet. Bezos was supposed to dramatically open the door from the outside, helping Perry out as cameras rolled and drones captured every second for a heavily produced live stream. Instead, the pop icon reportedly unlatched the inner handle and stepped out by herself, leaving technicians, PR handlers, and Bezos himself in complete disarray. The result? Media outlets and internet sleuths immediately began speculating. Sharp-eyed viewers noted that there was no re-entry scorch marks, no landing gear marks on the desert floor, and worse, there were background noises in the live stream that suggested they were in a soundstage. The timeline of the space flight was quickly dissected and doubted. In less than 24 hours, hashtags like hashtag BezosGate and hashtag SpaceHoax trended worldwide. Jeff Bezos, the man whose wealth and ambition have practically redefined 21st century capitalism, now finds himself on the defensive. His team argues that the exposure has not only hurt the credibility of Blue Origin, but also scared off investors, shaken corporate partnerships, and ignited what could be a long-term PR disaster. They point fingers at Perry for what they say was a gross misunderstanding of the procedures laid out during rehearsal. Perry, for her part, has remained publicly silent. Her team has not issued a statement, nor has she posted anything on her typically active social media accounts since the incident. Sources close to her claim she was never told the opening mechanism was off-limits, and that she was simply following what she believed was a part of the landing sequence. But the silence may be strategic. Perry is reportedly lawyering up, and her camp may be preparing to countersue, alleging she was set up as a scapegoat for an already risky stunt that was bound to unravel. Insiders hint that Perry was uncomfortable with aspects of the mission but was reassured repeatedly that everything was under control. The irony is thick. A pop star unintentionally becomes the whistleblower on what may have been the most elaborate space PR fabrication in history. Whether it was an honest mistake or a perfectly timed act of rebellion is still unclear. What is clear is that this lawsuit isn't just about money. It's about reputation, image, and the clash of two towering public figures who operate in completely different orbits. Bezos, known for his meticulous control and obsession with futuristic branding, is reportedly furious behind closed doors. According to one person close to the billionaire, this lawsuit isn't just about recouping financial losses. It's about sending a message to anyone who might disrupt the narrative. You don't just walk out of a billion-dollar simulation like it's a backstage tent, the source quipped. As legal analysts dive into the case, many are asking deeper questions. If this was all truly a simulation, was the public misled? Were investors duped? Was it even legal to present a non-space flight as an actual mission? If Perry's move cracked open the door, literally and metaphorically, what else will come tumbling out? Public trust in billionaire-led space initiatives has always walked a fine line between fascination and skepticism. With Elon Musk sending cars to orbit and Richard Branson strapping in for zero-G selfies, the line between reality and spectacle has never been blurrier. Now, with this legal war launched, the curtain is being forcefully pulled back, and the world is watching. This isn't just a pop culture scandal. It's potentially a defining moment for how space tourism is perceived, funded, and promoted. And it all began with one woman, one handle, and one premature door opening. As the case unfolds, expect more fireworks, more revelations, and potentially more lawsuits. If Bezos wins, it could restore a sense of control to the Blue Origin brand. But if Perry fights back and wins, or even manages to make her case in public, it could fracture the entire commercial spaceflight narrative. For now, the stars are at war. Not in the heavens, but here on Earth. And this is one orbit neither of them expected to collide in. As the dust settles, Jeff Bezos is finding himself in a PR nightmare of unprecedented proportions. The billionaire, who once seemed untouchable, has attempted every trick in the book to cover up what was clearly an ill-conceived stunt, but the truth has already leaked out, and it's gone viral. The whole fiasco started when Katy Perry boarded Blue Origin's space capsule, with the world watching eagerly, hoping to witness the next big step in commercial space travel. However, the mission was quickly clouded by what can only be described as the most bizarre and inexplicable scene. Katy Perry, who was supposed to be on a historic space journey, was seen holding a delicate flower in her hands. A simple flower, a prop that seemed completely out of place in a high-tech space capsule meant for a groundbreaking commercial space mission. The absurdity of it was immediately caught on camera, and the viral videos that followed exploded across social media platforms. Viewers quickly began questioning everything about the mission. How could this be a real spaceflight if Perry, one of the world's most recognized pop stars, was casually carrying a flower through the vacuum of space? Fans and critics alike were quick to point out the glaring inconsistencies. Was this flower a part of some staged promotional gimmick, or was it an indicator that the entire mission was nothing more than a charade? According to industry insiders, such an item would have been impractical in a real space mission, where everything is carefully planned and space itself is an unforgiving environment. The flower, innocent as it seemed, was now the symbol of a failed attempt at creating the illusion of space travel. As if that wasn't enough to fuel the controversy, the viral footage of Perry's space trip was quickly dissected. Viewers on social media pointed out the peculiar lack of realistic space effects. There were no weightlessness moments as Perry floated inside the capsule. There was no sensory disorientation from re-entry. Instead, viewers saw Perry casually adjusting her hair and flashing a carefree smile as if she were posing for a photo shoot in an air-conditioned studio. The capsule's interior, far too pristine and sterile, looked more like an elaborate movie set than a state-of-the-art spacecraft. It was clear the public had been deceived. Once these videos began to gain traction, Bezos and his team at Blue Origin scrambled to contain the damage. They issued a series of carefully worded statements, attempting to explain away the inconsistencies as minor errors in the staging process. But those attempts fell flat as more footage emerged, showing Perry herself seemingly unaware of what was happening around her. Fans were quick to point out that the trip appeared to be a rehearsed performance rather than a real space voyage. And the situation only got worse when it was revealed that the entire event had been pre-recorded, with Perry and Bezos appearing in front of a green screen. This revelation was the final nail in the coffin, exposing the entire space mission as a carefully manufactured spectacle. Bezos' attempt to redirect public attention by claiming the incident was a technical glitch was ridiculed online. Critics slammed his PR team for attempting to cover up what they described as a blatant manipulation of public trust. The truth was out, and no amount of spin or damage control could undo the growing public outrage. In an era where authenticity is everything, this scandal struck at the core of what space tourism is supposed to represent, a future of exploration, discovery, and adventure. Instead, it had been reduced to a showbiz stunt. Fans who had believed in the promise of space exploration were left feeling betrayed, and Bezos was now the face of a high-profile marketing disaster. Social media users flocked to Twitter and Instagram, sharing memes and videos, mocking Bezos and his company for their failed attempt at space tourism. The hashtag Bezos Space Hoax trended worldwide as more and more people exposed the ridiculous nature of the event. Online commentators and influencers posted side-by-side comparisons of Blue Origin's space flight and footage from major Hollywood blockbusters, revealing how similar they were in style and execution. It was becoming clear that the only thing out of this world was the level of deception. With the lawsuit now in full swing, the battle between Bezos and Perry has taken on a new level of intensity. Many are speculating that Perry may have unintentionally sparked a domino effect, unraveling a larger web of falsehoods about the so-called space tourism industry. The question on everyone's mind is whether this will be the end of Jeff Bezos' dominance in the space race, or merely a temporary setback. While Bezos' legal team prepares to fight for the $50 million he claims to have lost in potential revenue and brand damage, there are growing calls for a deeper investigation into the broader issues surrounding space tourism. Is this just the beginning of a much bigger story? And could other space ventures, including those led by billionaires like Elon Musk and Richard Branson, also face the spotlight? For now, the world watches as Bezos and Perry square off in what could be the most sensational celebrity lawsuit of the decade. One thing is for certain, the internet's fascination with the hashtag Bezos Space Hoax isn't going away anytime soon. As more information comes to light, it will only fuel the already fiery debate over the future of space exploration and the lengths to which billionaires will go to create their own version of reality.